21 minutes now past 5 o'clock. And a jury in Minnesota has found ex-police officer Derek Chauvin guilty of all three charges: second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. Simon Marks, president and chief correspondent of Feature Story News, is on the line to us now. Simon, a very good morning to you, American time. The jury deliberated for less than 7 hours before coming back with that unanimous verdict. A trial like this gets wall-to-wall coverage in the U.S. Every station has its panel of experts who are considering the evidence and how it's going to play with the jury, which is racially diverse, 7 women, 5 men. So in terms of what they had been predicting, was the relatively immediate guilty verdict surprising?
Well, I think with the emphasis on the relatively, John, I mean, there are some who wonder how it took the jury as long as 7 hours to reach their conclusion, because the prosecution had argued that this was a completely open and shut case, that, as the prosecutor put it in closing arguments, even a 9-year-old girl who was a bystander watching George Floyd's life ebb away knew that the police had engaged in brutality against him. And so actually yesterday, as we kind of ticked into the afternoon and the jury deliberations were still taking place, I think prosecutors might have wondered whether the jury was actually embracing that, given that Derek Chauvin was only facing 3 charges. They had to decide if he was guilty of second-degree murder, the lesser charge of third-degree murder, or the even lesser charge of manslaughter. And in the end, they convicted him on all three. So they delivered the prosecution a huge win. And when Judge Peter Cahill in that courtroom read the verdict, it was a moment in which millions of Americans finally felt they had an opportunity to exhale. The country, at least half the country, and probably a touch more than half the country, wanted to see Derek Chauvin convicted on these charges. And I think the country was to some extent holding its breath for fear of what would happen were he acquitted.
There will inevitably be an appeal. I think the defense might have indicated as much already.
Under Minnesota law, the appeal is automatic.
Okay.
So there will be an appeal, and in about 8 weeks' time, Derek Chauvin will be sentenced. He is looking at a very, very heavy jail sentence. The second-degree murder charge alone carries a maximum possible penalty of 40 years in prison. And I think one of the most notable aspects of the trial, John, was the weight of evidence that was offered up by the police chief in Minneapolis and many other members of the Minneapolis police force, all of whom testified against their former colleague. The police chief saying that his use of force had been excessive, he had not done things by the book as he and his lawyers claimed. Also worth pointing out that we never actually heard from Derek Chauvin during the course of the trial, except in that moment when he pleaded the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination and confirmed that he would not be taking the defense, the stand in self-defense. So I think the jury perhaps will have wondered why he wasn't appearing in his own defense, and also will have focused on the fact that his lawyers only brought 2 expert witnesses to try and push back against the welter of evidence that prosecutors had presented in their part of the trial.
And Joe Biden has said that this is going to be a catapult for a review, a systematic review of systemic problems in policing in the United States. And the BBC is just reporting that the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, has put into play a federal investigation into policing practices in Minneapolis, saying that the verdict doesn't address potentially systemic policing issues in Minneapolis. So there's going to be a federal review, a comprehensive review of the Minneapolis Police Department's policies, training, supervision, and use of force investigations. And that, I presume, is something that will happen particularly in states that the Democrats have some control over.
Yeah, but I also think that that is sending a message to police forces all over the country that if additional acts of police violence occur, And let's be honest, this trial doesn't end police violence in the United States. It does, however, send a message to police officers about the fate that can befall them should they engage in brutal treatment of minority suspects that happens to be caught on videotape by bystanders in video that then goes viral worldwide. I think there is a message from Washington that the Department of Justice will not hesitate to pick over policing practices in cities all across the country as necessary. But when Joe Biden promises change here, that is tempered by an understanding that one verdict in one courtroom in Minneapolis doesn't change the political calculus in Washington, D.C. The George Floyd police reform bill, already passed by the House of Representatives, would ban chokeholds and would also reduce the ability of police officers to claim immunity from prosecution for some of their actions. There is no prospect that that bill is going to win rapid passage in the United States Senate, which is, of course, split 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans.
Simon Marks, thank you very much indeed, President and Chief Correspondent at Feature Story News.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.